This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
That's right. 2:37 here on the Sweet Spot on a Friday, and this time every Friday we have the NIT Brake. All the e-brakes didn't quite make 7:55 this morning. The big e-brake with Dunham and Miller, as Ham was nominated this week.
Right.
Didn't get the votes, sadly. Junior nominated this week. Didn't get the votes, as Gordo got himself a win, which updates our e-brake fantasy league standings with just a couple of weeks to go. And I think officially Monty is now mathematically eliminated. He is stuck on 9. Mino in second with 22, and I lead things with 27 after Gordo got me the win today. But he'll have to get the voice ready for the anthem at some point. But let's not worry about
sometimes.
That. Let's worry about everything else that went sideways this week on the ticket.
Yes, thank you, Sean. No Justin this week, but we will carry on. We had 6 e-brakes that were not nominated this morning, so we will bring them to you now. 3 of those from the same person. And let's start with him, because I think Matt McLaren was smoking hash this week. Just all week long. The picks yesterday and picks with friends. Let's go back to Wednesday, and we have 2 candidates from the same segment. Let's start with a joke that just didn't really land.
Sorry, right. 24 Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's 24 Dave.
24 Dave, yes. Yeah.
Did you see the recognizable name from that fight as you watched?
Mike Epps?
Rosie
Michael
Perez?
Irvin?
No.
Jerry Jones?
Daddy
no.
Yankee?
Mike McCarthy?
Recognizable to this station.
Joey Fatone?
Okay.
Lawrence Cole
was one of the judges.
Oh,
and
he is the referee for Fight Night.
Okay.
He was one of the judges at ringside for Tyson Paul.
Very nice.
Damn sure is.
Is that
Daddy.
It's Daddy.
I'm not guessing anymore.
I don't think he got a cred for that.
You're buffering, Lando.
Is he who Slaw is named after?
Oh, dude.
Don't nod your head.
Dude.
Well, normally Baldy's here for the news, so somebody had to make up for him.
Jeez.
I was doing my best.
Well, moving on.
Okay, what's it named after then?
Yeah, that one was tough.
That was
Lawrence Coleslaw.
It's pretty terrible.
And I love Donovan's reaction. Oh, dude. Oh, man.
Like, what are you doing?
Candidate number 2, also Matt McLaren, from the same segment just moments later. You didn't think it could get any worse. Well, maybe it did.
Half the fight to get your money.
The pressure when you
Tyson.
Have to last.
Okay, then that's the difference.
Just think about baseball.
Now that's a good one. That was 1,000 times better than coleslaw. And Kohan. I'll put myself in there. You're not alone.
You said Han, and I thought you said Khan, and I thought you were talking about Keanu Reeves again.
Boy, we are all over the place.
You go Han. And I thought you were saying like that's Keanu Reeves' shoe of choice. Kohan.
They're Hans. Ah, that's a good one.
Good Lord. Right.
Continue.
I don't know if we can.
We can.
Moving on away from the Paul Tyson fight. Hold on. Everybody quiet down.
All right, good word. That's funny.
Ready. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay, remember when Saquon Barkley did the leap?
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd never seen that in the NFL, and they decided to immediately drug test him. Cat should have marched right in here with a cup. You go, okay, Matt. Because you're right. It sounded like he was on something.
That's 15 milligram, Matt.
Dude.
Well, it doesn't end there. I don't think this was the same day, but this was a mix with the Musers, and they were talking about high school halftime shows and how they last so long.
Yes, they do.
Matt had something that really didn't have anything to do with marching bands.
I haven't seen a high school halftime past 30 minutes in the last 5 years.
Wow. I don't know.
Man, you just got served.
No, I didn't.
No. I didn't say it with the attitude that you said that the other guy did.
Trust me.
Golly.
Experienced it firsthand from Class 3A bands 16 years ago to recently 6A bands.
Maybe
it's a white land thing.
That could be. I bet it was in Mansfield because they have really long fireworks shows.
White.
What a random thing. What does that have to do with high school halftime shows?
Welcome to my world.
They have really long fireworks shows.
Meaning all their shows are really long in Mansfield. Right. I got you.
You're a part of that world now? So think about you a little differently now, Jews.
Golly. Come on, guys.
So I live in Mansfield.
Yeah.
There is a fireworks show every 4th of July.
I was going to say, yeah, you're kind of known for the fireworks shows,
but it's
right?
It's not like... long. It's
this
not epic.
Is such a random callback because Travis brought up fireworks shows and didn't know how long a fireworks show was back during July 4th, and it led to him thinking they were an hour long.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then so apparently Matt must have remembered that because that's what this is a callback to.
So a 4-month-old callback?
This is very old, and I don't know why I remember it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What is the average length of a fireworks show? Like,
15, 20.
Yeah, I was gonna say 15 to 25, maybe at the high end.
Travis was ready to argue that they go at least an hour.
No, there's never been a fireworks show for an hour.
Maybe there has been, but
that's a lot of money.
That's so much money and so long.
No. You can probably go longer now with drone shows because
okay, drone shows are pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like the OG fireworks show though. But yes, there is a 10 milligram Matt for his three candidates. 10? Right. Number 4, Gordon Keith in a live spot, kind of ran out of time.
Crest Cadillac taking reservations right now for the 2025 Escalade IQ. That is the first ever all-electric Escalade. It's got four-wheel steering, DC fast charging, estimated 750 horsepower. Or the Escalade IQ, other stuff. I don't have time to read that. Cadillac, Crest Cadillac, located at 121 on the tollway.
I don't have time for any
of this.
I just
like to picture the copy is written that way. It's like, they've got... It kind of reminds me of the World Series of the technology and stuff. So there is Gordon. Candidate number 5 is our own Ham. Whoa. And this isn't from Sunday morning, which they typically are.
All right.
This is Ham being my favorite Ham and just playing a ton of fart drops during a hardline sports segment.
Packers coming off the bye week, you always get nervous playing the Bears because we do throw the records out the window, but I did lay the 6.5 for Picks with Friends.
I think that's a good move.
I think the Bears are in some...
They
I don't know. They got a brand new offense this week.
Some manner of disarray.
You think in 3 days, just redo everything?
And then Monday night, in case you didn't know, Houston goes to Dallas.
Oh.
And the bye week teams stop farting. The bye week teams... No sportscaster should have to ask his colleagues to stop farting.
We've had to do it twice. One reel and one drop.
It's just enough. Bye teams. The bye teams are the Cardinals.
Okay, Ham, why were you playing? I mean, I'm for it, but why were you doing
He was
it?
Talking about bad teams, so I played the little fart drop.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll talk Cowboys today. You should just keep doing it. Every time they mention something to do with the Cowboys.
Maybe something louder than that, because the Cowboys have been a big rattler this season.
And just... imagine turning on the ticket for the first time and you hear Bob say, stop farting. Stop farting during the show. So there is Ham and candidate number 6. This was from the Hardline yesterday talking about college football and NIL. And Bob brings up a type of car. He brings up a Hummer. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that has other meanings in it being the Hardline. You think they let that one go?
Just based on longevity. And COVID. You get the extra COVID year, too.
But now that you can grab a couple million each season as a big-time quarterback, you might be able to get to 10 million by the end of your college career, and then you can't play in the pros, but you have a $10 million nest egg to kind of start your life, provided you didn't just buy Hummers for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State, obviously Will Howard goes from Kansas State here. You buy the whole line Hummers, huh?
Range Rovers, let's go. Right. Yeah. I don't want anything misconstrued.
You know where my head went.
Oh, yeah, it exploded over there. Mr. Scanners. Yeah, every team seems like they've got every like, top team.
How many Hummers is 10 million?
Dave's like,
I have this much.
So, yeah.
And Bob kind of being the one that caught himself there. He's like, Oh, yeah, let's do a different car. So there's your six candidates. It's Matt McLaren, all for making himself laugh, bad jokes, and then firework shows, Gordon in his live spot, Ham playing fart jokes, and Hummer Bob. Now, we usually go around the room and vote. We're going to change it up a little bit this week. We have a special caller on the line.
Oh, do we?
We do. Caller, identify yourself.
Gentlemen.
Whoa! Oh! Is that who I think it is?
Wah-wah.
Is this Wawa?
Wah-wah.
How are we doing?
Doing pretty good.
How are you doing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how we're doing. We're okay.
I feel just awesome. I mean, never felt better.
You've honestly sounded worse. And I mean, that is a compliment. We've had some shows on Dry Dock where you've sounded a lot worse. Maybe we'll investigate that at some point.
Yeah, no, I don't have any voice cracks or anything, but, you know, fighting through flu-like symptoms without actually having the flu.
Ah, okay. Well, are you getting some sleep at least?
I slept until 1:30 today.
Wow. Yeah. So Jay did, too.
You got up in time for the big damn deal. I appreciate that, Monty.
Oh, I didn't want to miss it live. Yeah, I hate having to go back.
You really can't. So let's get a Monty vote.
Okay. I would like to defer my vote to Logan Landrum.
No, well, you're the only one voting this week. You have the full pressure on you.
Ask who's at the door.
Yeah, somebody's at your door right now, too.
Yeah, it's probably my lunch. I will vote. I always love a horrible joke, and I don't think he ever got me a single point this year during the E-Break Fantasy League. So I'll vote for Coleslaw Matt McLaren.
Okay, all right. There we go. There's your winner.
Instant winner.
Justin, happy to talk to you. Get some rest this weekend. You got some whip on Sunday?
No.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, well, you're going to be here.
Well, if you want to join us for the pregame show, Joe Lecce is looking for you, and he needs my topic. So we'll figure that out. But Justin, we'll see you next week. Get some rest. And Wawa to you.
Love you, brother.
Monty's got the pipes.